Well, after not putting up much offense in last night's loss, the Kannapolis Cannonballers are back in action for a 7 o'clock first pitch on a starry night here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the fifth of six matchups with the Carolina Mudcats. Shane Murphy will deliver the first pitch of tonight's game. It is delivered at 7.02 p.m. Temperature is 88 degrees here and first pitch. 7.02 p.m. start, 88 degrees is your temp. Shane Murphy, the lefty on the bump with a 1-0 count on Robert Moore. Pitch is delivered on the outside corner. Move it to a 1-1 count now on the Mudcats leadoff batter. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here today on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Dan Lodi here, bringing you all the action. 1-1 grounded towards third base. Jason Gonzalez makes the play. He'll fire to first in time for the out. It'll be a 5-3 put out of Robert Moore. One down now for Yadier Arenado. And the Ballers and Mudcats trading wins this week. The Ballers winning the first and third matchups last night, the fourth of six. The Mudcats taking that one as well as the second one on a Wednesday night. So the Ballers, by that math, would get the win tonight. We'll see how it shakes out, though, here on a starry night in front of a close to a sellout crowd here at Atrium Health Ballpark as the first pitch is in there to Yadier Arenado for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. More Arenado and Mendez due up against the lefty Shane Murphy, making his first appearance with Kannapolis this year. 14th round pick into the 2022 draft by the Chicago White Sox. 0-1 is a bit off the plate. 1-1 now your count on Yadier Arenado. Arenado at the plate, the second baseman, Mendez, the right fielder, waiting on deck. 1-1 on the way from the lefty. This one's lifted high and foul by Arenado. 1-2 count. Murphy 0-0, the 0 ERA, 6'5", 210-pound. Big ol' power arm from Chandler, Arizona, pitching at a Chandler Gilbert Community College. As Murphy comes set, 1-2 on the way to Arenado. This one is weakly tapped towards the shortstop. Jordan Sprinkle makes the play. He'll fire over to first in time for the out. 6-3, a ground down for Yadier Arenado. Two down now, and nobody on for Hendry Mendez. Mendez digs in, the right fielder batting third. Batting fourth is the first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. Batting fifth, DH Luis Castillo. Eduardo Fernandez, center fielder, bats sixth. Batting seventh is the left fielder, Edbert Perez. Brandon Haraba will bat eighth. He's the third baseman. And batting ninth is Jose Cibrian, the catcher. Against the lefty is Shane Murphy. First pitch is a breaking ball, low and inside. 1-0 is your count. As the Ballers and Mudcats play tonight for the fifth time this week. They'll play again tomorrow, and then the season series is complete between these two sides. 1-0 on the way from the lefty. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball for Mendez. 1-1 is your count. Ballers with a defensive setup today. They'll go Brooks Baldwin in left. Jacob Burke in center. Misael Gonzalez in right. Left to right in the infield. Jason Gonzalez, Jordan Sprinkle, Wilbur Sanchez, and Tim Elko. 1-1 is looped in there for a called strike. 1-2 now your count on the right fielder, Hendry Mendez. Elko at first. Behind the dish is Troy Clunch. After a day off, is back in the order. As Murphy will deliver the 1-2 towards Hendry Mendez, low and off the plate on a breaking ball, even now at 2-2. Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman awaiting on deck. Top of the first, scoreless ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark on Starry Night. Wonderful night for fundraising for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. 2-2, grounded towards second. Wilbur Sanchez makes the play, fires to first in time for the out. So a 5-3, a 6-3, and a 4-3. And that spells three outs for Shane Murphy on the bump. Bottom of the first is now due, and it is on the way after a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jordan Sprinkle, Brooks Baldwin, and Troy Clunch, two up in the order as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Carolina Mudcats do business here for the fifth time this week. It is Jordan Sprinkle leading it off against the Roddy on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. 6'3", 238-pound Roddy from Caracas, Venezuela. It is Eugenio Herrera as the pitch is in there to Jordan Sprinkle inside. 1-0 is your count. Herrera 0-0 with a 1.80 ERA on the year, making another appearance for the Carolina Mudcats as Sprinkle cuts on the 1-0. This one's lifted in the air in right field area. Trailing foul, but the second baseman Inari Nama will come over and make the catch. It is the first out. A P4 in foul ground for Jordan Sprinkle. One down now for a Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin will dig in the left fielder against Eugenio Herrera. Again, 0-0 with a 1.80 ERA for Carolina. He has appeared in a little over 10 games at 12 on the season. This is his second appearance with the Mudcats. Pitch on the way. It's just off the plate and away. Now 1-0 to Brooks Baldwin. As Eugenio Herrera will deliver the 1-0 to Baldwin, just a bit off the plate and away. Moving now to a 2-0 count. Herrera just added to the roster for the Mudcats back on August the 16th. The Ballers and Mudcats doing work tonight. 2-0 with a three-quarter arm slot delivery from Herrera. It's off the plate, though. Baldwin with good patience. Count is now 3-0. Herrera and the Mudcats, red tops tonight, gray pants, black socks. Black caps, red brim with the Mudcats logo. As the 3-0 is well upstairs to Brooks Baldwin, just like that, a four-pitch walk. The Kannapolis has the first base runner of the ball game. It is a free pass issue. Brooks Baldwin is on base. It is one down and one on for Troy Clunch. Clutch digs in the catcher. Batting third, batting fourth is the first baseman, Tim Elko. Batting fifth is the center fielder, Jacob Burke. Samuel Polanco, DH, will bat sixth. Jason Gonzalez bats seventh. He is the third baseman. Misael Gonzalez, right fielder, bats eighth. And batting ninth is the second baseman, Wilbur Sanchez. As Herrera comes set on the bump, runner on is Brooks Baldwin. Pitch on the way to Clutch. It's in there on a fastball. 0-1 is your count. Troy Clutch leading the team in a lot of offensive categories at the moment, batting 385 in his short time here. He also leads the team in slugging and OPS. Justin is a short time here this week. As Clutch cuts on the pitch, this one's lifted high and foul, 0-2 your count. Ball lands all the way back down in play on the field. Looks like Logan Glass, our first base coach tonight, is over there. Clutch digs in. Ballers in the new Starry Night tops. Just for one night only, they'll wear these, and they'll be signed and auctioned off for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. 0-2, grounded into right, making the play. Out there is Mendez, but it is a base knock for Troy Clutch. Rounding second, headed for third is Brooks Baldwin, so it's a single for Clutch. Runners on the corners now, and one down for the power bat of Tim Elko. Tim Elko and the Ballers wearing the Starry Night tops. They are white with blue numbers. Traditional of the Ballers' home tops, but they have pinstripes with the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation's colors. A little bit of red, baby blue, yellow. White pants going with the yellow socks tonight. Yellow accessories for Starry Night. And they are going the all-blue caps, Arkanapolis. As Elko cuts on the pitch, this one's lifted high and fell. 0-1, your count on Elko. Big 6'4" bat, former Ole Miss Rebel. Big power bat, Elko batting just 176 in his short time here, but he has been a power threat. As Herrera comes set, 0-1 pitch on the way. This one is cut on the mist, 0-2 your count. Herrera fooling Elko with a breaking ball. Runners on the corners and one down. Mudcats are set up for a defensive double play should they need one. As Herrera sets glove at the chin, 0-2. This one is a swinging bunt back towards the mound. Herrera makes the play. Can't field it correctly. Sliding in at home is Baldwin to score. And Tim Elko drives in the first run of the ballgame. He is on base. Headed to second is Clutch. And Brooks Baldwin scores. It is 1-0 Ballers here in the bottom of the first inning. It will be a base hit for Elko, and an RBI is awarded to Mr. Elko. So it is now two hits on the night for Kannapolis and a RBI. Jacob Burke will now dig in, 2-1 and one down. Burke, the center fielder, former Miami Hurricane, appearing on SportsCenter Top 10 the other night. Back on Thursday night with that diving play. And the night off yesterday, pitch is fouled off. Count now 0-1 on Burke. Defensive setup for Carolina while we have a moment. Perez, Fernandez, Mendez left to right in the outfield. Jarabo, Moore, Arenado, and Chirinos left to right in the infield. Behind the plate is Jose Cibrian for the starting arm and Eugenio Herrera. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. This one is fouled off by Jacob Burke. Count moves now 0-2. Ballers on tap, 1-0. They strike first here in this bottom of the first inning with a RBI hit from Tim Elko. 0-2 count as time called now. Looks like something behind home plate. Looks like the protective netting back there did not quite want to behave itself. O-2 count, one down. Herrera takes a peek. Pitch on the way. This one grounded sharply towards the third baseman, Jarabo. Shortstop and Moore makes the play, but he has no play as it was too deep in the hole. It'll be a base hit for Jacob Burke deep in the hole. Runners on every base now. Bases are loaded and one down for Samuel Polanco. Good grounder deep in the hole by Jacob Burke. Third baseman in Jarabo took a tighter angle on it. Shortstop and Moore playing more of a backup role, but Play made. And now bases are chucked full of ballers with one down for Samuel Polanco. Herrera's pitch, this one is swung on and fouled off by Samuel, 0-1 your count. Oh-1 count on Samuel Polanco. Ballers lead 1-0. They lead after a Tim Elko RBI single. He's at second. Third is Troy Clonch. At first is Jacob Burke. Bases are chucked full of new ballers. Samuel Polanco, one of the few guys left that was on the opening day roster here in Kannapolis in this 2022 Carolina League season. Pitch on the way from the righty Herrera. This one is lifted high and deep right field. Going back after it is Mendez. He looks up. It's off the base of the wall remaining in play. Scoring will be Clonch. Scoring will be Elko. Here comes Jacob Burke. He's going to round third and head home. It's a bases clearing. RBI double for Samuel Polanco. Three runs are on the board. And Kannapolis is now up 4-0. Well, an early set of offense from Elko and now Samuel Polanco. Bases clearing, RBI double, 379 feet and 7 inches off the bat of Samuel Polanco. 99-mile-an-hour exit velocity. He smoked that ball, did Samuel Polanco. He is at second, still just one down for Jason Gonzalez as now time is called. And Drew Thomas, pitching coach for the Carolina Mudcats, is going to come out and have a chat with Eugenio Herrera. So now Baldwin, Clonch, Elko, and Burke have all crossed the plate in the inning. Herrera running into some trouble against the Ballers offense here in this bottom of the first inning. Off to a hot start tonight on Starry Night. Second annual Starry Night here at Atrium Health Ballpark, a packed house. We'll have the postgame lantern ceremony. Jason Gonzalez is going to dig in. Runner on second and one down. Gonzalez will step in. Runner on and one down. Herrera takes a peek at a second pitch on the way. It's a fastball inside. 1-0 your count on Jason Gonzalez. Still searching for his first hit here in 2022 is Jason Gonzalez. On the week, he is 0-for-9 with 3 walks and 7 strikeouts. As Gonzalez sets pitch on the way, fastball is inside to Jason. 2-0 your count. Misael Gonzalez awaiting on deck. Wilbur Sanchez is in the hole. Ballers have now put 7 batters up to the plate against Eugenio Herrera. 2-0 count, one down. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one is fouled off by Jason. Ends up in the baller's dugout. 2-1 your count. Really a beautiful night for baseball. Maybe a little toasty for late August, but it's not too bad out here. 2-1 count, one down. Herrera comes set. Takes a peek over there at a second base. Pitch is on the way. Low and outside on a breaking ball, moving to a 3-1 count. Runner at second is Samuel Polanco. Ballers lead 4-0 on 4 hits here in this bottom half of the first inning. Herrera comes set, pitch on the way. Swung and fouled off ever so slightly by Jason Gonzalez. Count now run full. Misael Gonzalez awaiting patiently on deck. Ballers lead 4-0 on Carolina. Looking to take their third win of the week. And then head into Super Splash Sunday tomorrow, in which they are undefeated 6-0 on Super Splash Sundays. 3-2 count, pitch on the way from Herrera. Fastball right down Broadway. Ring him up, got him looking. Called strike 3. Jason Gonzalez picks up his 8th strikeout of the week. That is now a 2 down for Misael Gonzalez. Back-to-back Gonzalez is in the order. It's Jason and now Misael. Misa not too much better than Jason. Batting 173 and is only 3 at-bats on the week. He's 0-for-3 against this Mudcats pitching staff. Pitch on the way from Herrera. Fastball inside. Corner for strike one. Looks like they did call that a ball, actually. I thought the home plate umpire and Corey Gerber had signaled it was a strike there. It looked like a strike for me, but 1-0 count. Pitch on the way from Herrera. Breaking ball low and away. Move it to do a 2-0. Polanco still at second. Wilbur Sanchez, an nine-hole man, is awaiting on deck. Misa digging in. He's got the blue arm sleeve, yellow wristband. 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball off the plate and away. Count is now a 2-1. Count. Herrera on the bump. It's time called to the plate by Misael Gonzalez. Trying to take his time against this Cisrani and Eugenio Herrera, who's seen his ERA climb. Starting with a 1.80 today, now it's at a 7.94. Polanco with a good lead at second. Here's the pitch from the righty. This one is grounded towards first base. Gets past the outstretched arm of Chirinos into right field in foul ground. Scoring will be Polanco. Gonzalez headed for second. Make it now a 5-0 ball game. And the Kannapolis Cannonballers are on top. It's an RBI double off the bat of Misael Gonzalez. And the ballers are hot, as they say. They'll send their ninth batter of the plate, of the inning to the plate. It is Wilbur Sanchez. There's now a couple of arms starting to scurry to get loose out there in the bullpen for Carolina. As Sanchez cuts on the first pitch and misses. 0-1 your count. Herrera working a fastball in there. Count. Sanchez looking for the pinch. It's now on the way. Fastball just inside. Move it to a 1-1 count. Looks like a new arm warming down there. Looks like it is Michele Vassalotti getting loose. As a 1-1 is on the way from Herrera. Fastball up and away. 2-1 count on Chispa. This is the ninth batter of the inning. Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. He had a pop out earlier in the frame. Ballers on top, 5-0 here in the inning. 2-1 count, two down, here's the pitch. Fastball inside corner for strike two, 2-2 now the count. So now an unwelcome visitor has decided to come hang out with me here in the booth. Not a big fan of wasps or bees or anything like that, and now I've got one buzzing my tower up here. Not a huge fan of it. 2-2 count, two down. Time called to the plate by Corey Gerber. Pitch thrown, but they're going to say it's a pitch clock violation. So count will now run full on La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. Full count. Two outs in the inning. Bottom first, ballers lead 5-0 over the Carolina Mudcats here at Treemouth Ballpark. Dana Lodi saying thank you, as always, for tuning in, hanging out with us here on the broadcast. 3-2 on the way to Chispa. Fastball up and in, ball four, and that will be a free pass issue to Wilbur Sanchez. Misael Gonzalez was running on the pitch. He is at third base. So Gonzalez is at third. Wilbur Sanchez, he gets a free pass. So now runners on the corners. Top of the order, back two up. It's Jordan Sprinkle. So runners on the corners, two down. Jordan Sprinkle's going to step back in. He's 0-1 already on the night. Runner going on the pitch. This one's lifted high and foul by Sprinkle. 0-1 your count. 0-1 count, two down. Ballers lead 5-0. This is the 10th batter of the inning. Carolina warming an arm. Vassalotti out there. Again, runners on the corners, two down. Ballers have picked up 5 hits, 5 runs. As Herrera's had a really a miserable night out there. Pitch on the way, fastball is outside. 1-1 is now your count. Jordan Sprinkle 0-for-1 with a pop out. So we're still in just the bottom of the first inning. Quick chuck on the runner at first. Sanchez gets back in there. Keep it at a 1-1 offering. Sanchez with a good lead at first. 1-1 on the way from the Roddy. Fastball at the plate is away. Throwing a second on a stolen base attempt from Sanchez, and he's tagged out. It is a 2-4 put out at second base of Wilbur Sanchez. That does conclude the inning, but the ballers send a grand total of technically 9 batters to the plate, and they pick up 5 runs on 5 hits here in Kannapolis as the ballers lead 5-0 after one inning of work. You're watching and listening to Kannapolis Cannonballers Baseball here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Shane Murphy delivers the pitch here, top of the second inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pitch is a bit off the plate and inside. 1-0 is your count. On the way from the lefty, Shane Murphy. 1-0 is up and away. 2-0 count on Jesus Chirinos. Chirinos, Castillo, and Eduardo Fernandez due up. As Murphy comes set on the bump, here's the pitch from the lefty. Breaking ball outside corner for strike one. Shane Murphy making his first appearance as a baller on the year. So far, so good from the lefty. 3 ground outs in the first inning. 2-1 on the way. This one is sharply grounded to short. Sprinkle makes a diving effort, but he can't quite make the play. It'll be a base knock for Jesus Chirinos. First hit of the game for the Carolina Mudcats is a single into left by the first baseman Chirinos. So 1-1, nobody down for Luis Castillo, the DH. Castillo digs in, 1-1, nobody out against Shane Murphy. Pitch on the way from the lefty. Fastball is inside. 1-0 your count. Count on Luis Castillo, the DH tonight. He's been playing in the outfield as of late. Pitch on the way is a fastball inside corner for strike one. Duarte Fernandez, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Ballers lead 5-0 in this top of the second inning on Starry Night. Pitch is grounded towards the first baseman Elko, but it's foul. Now 1-2 on Luis Castillo. Castillo batting at 273 on the season. 2 homers, 3 RBI. Castillo, a 18-year-old bat from Higuaín, Dominican Republic, international free agent signee in 2021. He actually spent 2021 with the Dominican Summer League Brewers. The 1-2 count, Murphy takes a peek over at first and hold the phone. It is a time call. Pitch clock violation by Shane Murphy on the bump. 2-2 count now onto Luis Castillo. Two count. Castillo digs in. Murphy takes a peek. Pitch on the way. Fastball is up and away. Up and inside, I should say, on a Castillo. Count runs full. Three, two count. Nobody down. Eduardo Fernandez, center fielder, is awaiting. Pitch on the way from Murphy. Breaking ball just a bit. Low and off the plate. Ball four. Castillo will take a free pass over to first base. Headed to second will be Jesus Chirinos. Two on, nobody down now for Eduardo Fernandez. Eduardo Fernandez will step in. It is his first at-bat of the day. Mound visit issued by Troy Clonch. He'll go out and chat with Shane Murphy. Murphy, baseball running in the family. His brother Patrick is actually a righty pitcher in the Washington Nationals organization. Shane, a lefty pitcher in the White Sox organization. So lefty in the AL and then a righty in the NL. The Murphy parents, man, they got to be thrilled. They got two boys in professional baseball. Shane making his first start in the Carolina League. Low A baseball. Here in 2022, Murphy from Chandler, Arizona. I'll make it out to Arizona one day. I still haven't been. I want to go. Pitch is inside and low. 1-0 is your count. Everything I've been told about Arizona is it's all dry heat. I'm from Florida where it's very humid heat. So I feel like I could probably handle some Arizona heat. I'm not going to make an evaluation if I want to live there or not until I go, as the 1-0 is cut and missed. 1-1 is your count. It's like when I went to Miami last October. I know groundskeeper Tim Siegel is probably tuned in and probably not going to agree with me much. I don't know if I could live in Miami, but I do like going there for a trip here and there. I'll be going back there in October. Going to be a fun time. 1-1 is popped up in the air. Foul ground area. Elko camps under it and makes the ground a pop up for the out. Just like that, a P3 in a foul ground. One down now. It's still two batters on a base. Edward Perez, left fielder, will dig in. Edward Perez, left fielder, will step in. Ballers hold on to a 5-0 lead, but the Mudcats still trying to put a bit of a comeback together. Pitch to Perez in the dirt. Clonch can't corral, and the runners will advance on the play. Headed to third will be Chirinos. To second is Castillo. So now two in scoring position and a 1-0 count. Still awaiting the official scoring decision here by Mojo Morrison, back after a bit of a night off last night. Well, not a night off for him, technically. He did go work the Panthers and Bills preseason game. As the pitch from Murphy on the 1-0 is a breaking ball in there for a strike, called strike one. 1-1 count now on Edbert Perez. It'll be a wild pitch for Shane Murphy, allowing the runners to advance. Pitch on the way. This one is blooped into left field. Chasing it after it is Baldwin. It's going to fall just shy. Baldwin will still field, though. Play will be thrown in. And the throw actually takes the glove off of Murphy's hand. Scoring will be Chirinos. Headed to a second. And it looks like staying at second was Luis Castillo. So Chirinos advances. He does score on the play. Mudcats are on the board. Now at a 5-1 ball game at 2-1, and still just the one down for Bronlyn Haraba. John Eli is going to come out and have a chat with Shane Murphy, who's already running into a bit of a rough go of it here in this second inning. 3-0 came in from Brooks Baldwin so hard it actually took the glove off of Shane Murphy's right hand. He is the lefty arm. Zuria's already an arm warming down the line for Kannapolis. Second mound visit of the evening for the Ballers. It'll be a visit issued by John Eli, pitching coach for Kannapolis. Bronlin Harabo will step to the plate. Perez with a single. It will go down as an RBI single for Edbert Perez. Harabo will step in. 2-1 and a one down. Murphy could really use a ground ball here. That would probably be very helpful. As Harabo steps in, Murphy's pitch. Curveball is swung on and fouled down the third baseline. 0-1 your count. 0-1 count on Bronlin Harabo. 6 foot, 217 pound, 20-year-old from Cartagena, Colombia. 0-1 count. Murphy looks in, takes a peek at second. Pitch on the way. This one is lifted in the air left field. Backtracking is Brooks Baldwin. He's on the warning track. Cam Sutter, he will make the grab and immediately toss it in. Runners are not going to advance. They will stay put. It'll be a simple flyout for Bronlin Harabo. Two down now for Jose Cibrian. Jose Cibrian will step in. 2-1 and 2 down in the inning. Mudcats have gotten the one run here in this half inning, but nothing in the way of what the Ballers have done. Bottom first, they put up 5. Pitch on the way from Murphy to Cibrian in there. 0-1 your count. Cibrian, the Arani from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. International free agent signing in 2015 by the Milwaukee Brewers. 1-0 from Murphy. This one is lifted in the air. Center field backtracking little as Jacob Burke. He'll camp under it and make the grab. Four out at number 3 of the inning. Just like that, an F8 for Jose Cibrian is the third out. So, Mudcats get through the order at one time. They do get the one run on 2 hits, but Ballers still hold on thanks to some early offense. They lead 5-1, then bottom second after a short break on the Ballers at Baseball Network. Top of the order, due up Jordan Sprinkle, Brooks Baldwin, and Troy Clonch. Bottom second, Ballers lead 5-1 as the pitch from Herrera back out of the bump for his second inning of action. Delivered off the plate, 1-0 is your count on Jordan Sprinkle. Ballers lead 5-1. Herrera takes the pitch on the 1-0. This one's grounded foul by Sprinkle. Count even now at 1-1. Herrera with a rough outing in his first inning of action. 5 runs on 5 hits. Was here now, though. Sprinkle will lead off the second inning. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. This one is cut on and fouled off by Sprinkle. 1-2. Staying alive at the plate is Jordan Sprinkle. Again, Baldwin and Clonch follow in the order. Sprinkle, one of only 2 batters to step to the plate in the first inning to not get a hit. 1-2 count. Pitch on the way from Herrera. It's a grounder back up the middle. Weakly hit towards the shortstop. Morey fielded and throw to first, and he is not in time. Jordan Sprinkle with an infield single to lead off the second inning. He's now 1-for-2 on the evening. One on and nobody down now for Brooks Baldwin. Brooks Baldwin will step to the plate. He had a walk back in the first inning. Still looking for his first official at-bat. As Baldwin steps in with one on and just the nobody out. Quick check on the runner at first is not in time. Baldwin, former UNC Wilmington Seahawk. 12th round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox, as the quick check on the runner back at first in Sprinkle is not in time. Still waiting for the first pitch. Pitch on the way from the righty Herrera off the plate and away. Now 2-0. Baldwin with a good patient approach against this righty and Herrera. 1-0 count on Baldwin, the switch hitter, playing left field tonight. It's his third different position he's played in here in this week of action. 1-0. Off the plate and away. Delayed steal attempt by Sprinkle, and he takes second is safely. Good work by Jordan Sprinkle to catch the catcher and Cibrian sleeping. It's a stolen base now. Runner on second and nobody down. Waiting on deck is Troy Klontsch. Runner on second is Sprinkle. Baldwin at the plate with a 2-0 count. Pitch on the way from Herrera. This one's cut on a miss. 2-1 now your count. Herrera looking in for the signs. His ERA is up to now at 9. Pitch on the way on the 2-1. Fastball outside corner for strike two. Ballers lead 5-1. They've got six hits on the night. Sprinkle is at second. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch from Herrera. This one is grounded up the middle. Second baseman after it, but he can't get there. It's in the center. Rounding third, headed home is Jordan Sprinkle, and he will score on the play. Brooks Baldwin continues the party here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's an RBI single to finish up the second inning at bat for Brooks Baldwin. Now 6-1 your score. Runner on first and nobody out for Troy Klontsch. Troy Klontsch will step in, one on and nobody out. Ballers have already racked up seven hits on the night. That's more than they had last night in the entire game. And the Ballers have just played a little less more than an inning as the party continues. Klontsch with a base hit into center field. His second hit of the night. Baldwin is up to second. So now two on, nobody out for Tim Elko. That is now eight hits on the night. For the Kannapolis Cannonballers, they have six runs as well. As Elko will step in 1-for-1. Elko 1-for-1. He did score in the first as well. Pitch on the way from the righty Herrera. A fastball inside. Elko tries to move the hands in. 1-0 your count. Herrera comes set, glove of the chin. Runners on at second and first, 1-0 pitch. Inside and low, Elko has to dive out of the way. 2-0 is your count. Jacob Burke awaiting on deck, 2-0 count on Tim Elko. Still searching for his first home run as a Baller. Herrera's 2-0. Fastball inside and low. Count now 3-0, and the plot's thickening. Elko 3 for 13 on the week. He does have two doubles to his name. Count. Pitch on the way. This one swung on hard. Grounder into left. That'll get through and be a base knock. Baldwin will stop at third. A bit of a fielding error out in left field by Perez, but the runners do not advance, so it is not a fielding error. That is now the fourth single in a row as Elko is at first. Baldwin at third. Claunch is at second, so bases are chock full of ballers again for Jacob Burke. Of note, the ballers now with 9 hits on the night. 7 of those are singles. 2 doubles and 7 singles have put the ballers up 6-1. Now the infield forced to play in with bases loaded and nobody out. Herrera comes set on the bump, ready to deliver the pitch. Burke gets the first offering from Herrera. Fastball inside, 1-0 your count. Burke with one of those 7 singles back in the first inning. He's 1-for-1 on the day. Count. Herrera's offering. Ugly swing from Burke. He wanted to go around and half committed. 1-1 now your count. Count, Burke at the plate, former Miami Hurricane. Herrera's offering is swung and missed, 1-2 your count. Burke just trying to put the ball in play here. There's no outs in the inning. And any ball in play helps here. Beautiful night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A packed house, left field berms packed, right field bars popping. Not many seats left in the seating bowl. Only a beautiful night for baseball. 1-2. Hard grounder foul down the third baseline. Count stays put at 1-2. Burke absolutely roped that ball down the left field line, but it did hook foul. Thank goodness for the protective netting down there as a 1-2 count. Remains on Jacob Burke. Here's the pitch. Low in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Cibrian. Count now moves 2-2. Samuel Polanco, the DH, awaiting on deck. 2-2 count on Jacob Burke. Herrera with not a strikeout on the night as Burke cuts on the 2-2. This one is lifted high and foul. Keep the count now at 2-2. Polanco waiting. He did have an RBI double back in the first. Burke had a single. He has not got any RBIs yet. Herrera already at over 50 pitches on the evening. Here's a 2-2. Fastball, lower part of the zone. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike 3. Second strikeout of the night for Herrera. Burke down looking at the third strike. 1 down, bases still loaded for Samuel Polanco. Samuel Polanco with the bases clearing RBI double back in the first inning. Herrera's pitch is lifted high and foul over our heads. Count is now 0-1. Polanco from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, with a 3 RBI night already. It's only his second at bat. It's now time called. Cibrian's going to go chat with Eugenio Herrera. Wind blowing a little bit out towards left field. Nothing too bad, though. It is the second mound visit of the night for the Carolina Mudcats. Samuel Polanco steps in, holding the bat over the left shoulder. 0-1 on the way. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Cibrian. Gets loose, but runners can't advance. Keep the count now to 1-1. Jason Gonzalez awaiting on deck. One pitch, fouled off by Polanco. 1-2 now the count. Polanco cutting at the pitch, and it fouls off the mat of Cibrian. Bases are loaded. One down, bottom second. Ballers lead 6-1, and they're looking for more. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded. Foul by Polanco. Keep the count at 1-2. Polanco with the pink arm sleeve tonight on his right arm. A little bit of color clashing with the yellow and blue mainly tonight. 1-2 from Herrera. Fastball is inside. Polanco has to duck out of the way. 2-2 count. Samuel Polanco, the DH tonight, batting sixth. He is 1-for-1 with an RBI double in the first. 6-1 your score. Herrera's pitch on the 2-2. This one is fouled off. Good battle at the plate. It is now 62 pitches on the evening for Eugenio Herrera already. This has been an offensive slugfest here on Starry Night here in Kannapolis. Wonderful evening for raising money for a pediatric brain tumor research. The Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. Have the families down in the dugout suite tonight. 2-2 fouled off. Keep it at 2-2. We'll do it again. Families are here for a wonderful night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll have post-game fireworks. We'll have post-game lantern ceremony out on the field. It's going to be a really special night. 2-2 count, one down. Here's the pitch from Herrera. This one is lifted in the air, left center field. Trailing after it is Perez. He will camp under to make the grab. Runner at third, and Baldwin's going to tag up and advance on the play, though. It'll be a sacrifice fly for Samuel Polanco. So two down. Baldwin, though, does score, and it is now a 7-1 here in favor of the hometown Kannapolis Cannonballers. So two down. Runners on second and first for Jason Gonzalez. Now time called in. Looks like Victor Estevez is going to come out. The manager for the Carolina Mudcats. Looks like that is the end of the night. Out on the bump for Eugenio Herrera. New arm on the bump. We'll take a quick break and get you all the details when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. 6'2", 210-pound Roddy. And delivers the first pitch. This one is a pass. The catcher in Cibrian, allowing the runners to advance already. Michele Vassilotti offers a wild pitch. Troy Klaunch at third. And Elko now at second. So two in scoring position. 1-0 count on it. Jason Gonzalez. Bottom of the second inning. Ballers lead is 7-1 over the Carolina Mudcats here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's the fifth of six matchups between these two sides. Vassilotti enters the ballgame after Herrera, only able to make it through an inning and a two-thirds of work. Vassilotti will come set on the bump. He's got a 1-0 count on Jason Gonzalez. He's 0-1 with a strikeout tonight. Pitch on the way from the Roddy. 1-0 is inside. Move it to a 2-0 count. Vassilotti exclusively coming out of the bullpen this year. 9-2 with a 2.54 ERA. It's a 2-0 count on Jason Gonzalez. Still searching for his first base hit as a baller. It's a 2-0. This one's lifted high in deep center field. After it is Fernandez looking up. Warning track. Well, it's off the base of the wall. Jason Gonzalez has his first hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. Klaunch and Elko cross the plate. And it's now a 2-RBI double for Jason Gonzalez. Ballers now lead at 9-1 at Atrium Health Ballpark. Well, the offense just can't stop, won't stop for the boys in the red, white, and blue tonight. 409 feet off the bat of Jason Gonzalez. It was not a home run, though. The hit's off the base of the wall. It's a 2-RBI double. And now Misael Gonzalez will dig in. So now all 9 of those runs have been charged to Herrera. Runner at second is Vassilotti's assignment as the Roddy delivers the pitch. Fastball inside to Misael. Move it to a 1-0 count. On Misael, who had a double back in the first inning. Ballers have sent a grand total of 8 now to the plate. 1-0 is cut on a missed 1-1 your count. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. 1-1 count. 2 down, bottom second. Ballers lead 9-1. Pitch on the way from Vassilotti. Breaking ball cut on and fouled off. 1-2 now the count. One, two count on Misa. Vassilotti on the bump. Second arm used by the Mudcats already in this ballgame. 1-2 pitch. This one is grounded foul, lifted foul down the first baseline. Keep the count at 1-2. Gonzalez is at second with his first hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer in 2022. Vassilotti on the bump. 1-2 count, 2 down. Gonzalez gets the pitch. It's cut on a missed for strike three. And that concludes the bottom of the second inning. Ballers pick up 4 runs in the second. They now lead 9-1. They've got 10 hits through 2 innings of action. And that is a big time lead. 9-1 is your score. Ballers and Mudcats will send it out to the top of the third after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the pump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's the righty, 6'2", 185-pound, 21-year-old free agent signee in 2019 out of San Carlos, Venezuela. Manuel Veloz is the 1-0 kind of missed by Robert Moore. 1-1 is your count. Shane Murphy makes it through two innings. Now it's Manuel Veloz's turn on the bump. 1-1 on the way. This one's lifted high and foul by Robert Moore. 1-2 is your count. Veloz 1-0 with a 0 ERA. He's appeared twice this year for Kannapolis. That one win coming back last week against Columbia. He hit through three shutout innings. 1-2. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Robert Moore down on strikes to open up the top of the third inning. Just like that, one batter faced it. Manuel Veloz has his first strikeout. One down now for Yadier Arenado. Arenado will dig in, a ground down in the first inning against Shane Murphy, who does go two innings, allowing one run on two hits. First pitch is in there on a fastball, 0-1 your count. Just the one walk by Murphy. Two hits on the night. Pretty solid debut for the lefty. 0-1 off the plate and away. 1-1 now your count on Yadier Arenado. Veloz 1-0. He has appeared in six innings. 6 1/3 now, and he's got a shutout performances so far. 1-1 is in there. 1-2 now your count. Last time he pitched back on the 21st against Columbia. Three innings of shutout work. One hit and three strikeouts. That's 1-2. There's strikeout number two on the night. He struck him out. There's a swing and a miss from Yadier Arenado. Two down now, Henry Mendez. Henry Mendez is going to dig in. Nobody on and two down. Veloz, two batters, face two strikeouts. Not too shabby at all. Veloz, the righty on the bump. Free agent signing in 2019 by the White Sox. Grounder up the middle on the first pitch. Back to the mound. Veloz fields and underhands to first in time. It's a 1-3 ground out. A 1-2-3 inning for Manuel Veloz on the bump. Bottom third after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Kannapolis leads 9-1 over the Carolina Mudcats. Wilbur Sanchez, Jordan Sprinkle, Brooks Baldwin do up bottom of the third inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Sanchez cuts on the first pitch, fouls it off. 0-1 is your count. Michele Vassalotti back out of the bump, his second inning of action. 6'2", Ronnie from Valencia, Venezuela, 22 years of age, is Michele Vassalotti in relief of the Ronnie in Herrera, who had a bit of a rough outing tonight out on the mound in his start, as Sanchez loops the 0-1 into center past Moore for a base hit. Wilbur Sanchez with the 11th hit for Kannapolis now here in this third inning. One on and nobody out for Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle's going to dig in. One on and nobody out. The Ballers offense has been in fuego tonight. 11 hits through a little over two innings now. Sprinkle will step in for his third at bat. 1-2 with a single and a stolen base in the second. Pitch on the way from Vassalotti. Fastball up in the zone. Now it is a 0-1 count. Vassalotti comes set. Pitch on the way. This one's lifted high and foul by Sprinkle. 0-2 count now. Final line for Herrera on the bump. Not too pretty. If you don't like pretty lines, you're not going to enjoy this one. Inning in two-thirds. 9 hits, 9 runs, 8 earned. 2 walks and 2 punch-outs. The pitch is off the plate and away for Vassalotti. Move it to a 1-2 count now on Jordan Sprinkle. 9 runs, 8 of those earned for Herrera out on the bump. No errors for either side. The pitch is on the way. 1-2, cut and a miss for strike three. Jordan Sprinkle is down on strikes. He is the second strikeout victim of the night for Michele Vassalotti. One down now. Runner on first for Brooks Baldwin. Brooks Baldwin will step in. Bottom of the third inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark as this pitch lifted in the air right field. Backtracking after it is Mendez moving towards right center. Center fielder Fernandez comes over and makes the play. It'll be a fade in the book. Two down now for Troy Clonch. Runner at first and Wilbur Sanchez stays put. Troy Clonch will dig in. Bottom third, two down. The Ballers have a 9-1 lead over the Carolina Mudcats. They've picked up 11 hits in the ball game. Clonch with two of them. He's 2-2 with two singles. Vassalotti's offering is inside. 1-0 your count now on Troy Clonch. Fairfield, California native is Troy Clonch. Free agent signee back on July 31st. Of 2022, 23 years of age, spent 4 years at Oregon State and a grad year at Texas A&M. As the 1-0 hardliner right at the shortstop in Moore, it's a L6 for the third out. So despite a leadoff single from Wilbur Sanchez, the Ballers don't get any runs in the bottom of the third. It's the first time they have not gotten a run in an inning tonight. Top four after a quick break of the Ballers at Baseball Network. Ballers lead at 9-1 over the Carolina Mudcats. Manuel Veloz back out for his second inning of action. Pitch is in there. 0-1 is your count on Jesus Chirinos. It'll be Chirinos Castillo and Eduardo Fernandez due up. Manuel Veloz back out of the bump. His second inning of action as the 1-1 is in there. 0-2 now the count on the first baseman Jesus Chirinos. He has got one of the only two hits on the night for Carolina. 9-1 ballers on top as the 0-2 is up and in. 1-2 now your count on the first baseman Chirinos. Veloz on the bump, second inning of work in relief of Murphy. 1-2 pitch. This one's grounded towards short. Sprinkle makes the play. He'll field it and throw to first in time for the out. 6-3 ground out for Jesus Chirino. So far, so good on the bump for the Iranian Manuel Veloz. That is now one down. Stepping to the plate will be a Luis Castillo. Great crowd on hand tonight for Starry Night. Almost no seats left in the building here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Beautiful night for baseball. Of course, the post-game lantern ceremony is going to be quite nice. As the pitch into Castillo is a strike, 0-1 is your count. Castillo, the DH, will step to the plate. Pitch is on the way. It's cut on a miss. 0-2 now the count. Veloz comes set on the bump, 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. This one's fouled off over my head here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Keep the count at 0-2. We'll do it again. Quick out-of-town scoreboard look for tonight's Carolina League action. Bottom seven in Fredericksburg, down east, trailing 6-3 to the Fredericksburg Nationals. Veloz offers the 0-2. This one's lined foul by Luis Castillo. Cattle stay put at 0-2. Top nine in Myrtle Beach. The Pelicans lead 2-1 on the Augusta Green Jackets. Bottom eight in Columbia, the Fireflies trailing a 4-3 to the Salem Red Sox. We're in the top of the fourth here in Kannapolis as Veloz will off the 0-2. This one's cut in the mist at the plate. He struck him out. Already three strikeouts on the evening for Manuel Veloz. Two down now for Eduardo Fernandez. Top of the third in Delmarva. The Shorebirds already up to a 9-2 lead on the Lynchburg Hillcats. A couple of high offense games tonight. There is one final tonight in the Carolina League at the moment. 3-2, Charleston wins over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They have now won 80 games this year. As the liner on the first pitch to Fernandez gets into center for a base hit. It is only the second hit allowed on the season for Manuel Veloz. It's a liner single into center. One on and two down now for Hedbert Perez. Edbert Perez, the left fielder, 1-for-1 with a single back in the second inning. He's got one of only three hits on the night for Carolina. The Mudcats really not able to get on the level of the ballers as far as offense goes in tonight's game. This pitch is in there on a called strike, 0-1 your count. Manuel Veloz on the bump, making another appearance. The impressive Roddy, 0-1, cut in the midst of a breaking ball, 0-2. Edbert Perez chasing after a breaking ball from Veloz. Edbert Perez, a top 30 prospect in the Milwaukee Brewers organization at number 18. 0-2 pitch. This one is lifted high and foul down the left field line. Keep the count at 0-2. Two count, two outs. Veloz comes set. Pitch on the way. Fastball inside and low. 1-2 now the count. One, two count, two down. Top four ballers lead 9-1. Pitch on the way from Veloz. Hard grounder towards second. Sanchez has trouble fielding, but stays in his range. He'll pick it up and fire to first in time. Four out at number three. It is a 4-3 ground out for the third out of the inning. That does conclude the top half of the fourth. Bottom four after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Good guys on top. 9-1 here in Kannapolis. Tim Elko, Jacob Burkan, Samuel Polanco due up bottom four here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers lead 9-1 over the Carolina Mudcats here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Michele Vassalotti back out for another inning of action. Elko steps in, pitch on the way. Fastball inside corner for strike 1-0-1 is your count. Elko on the evening, a pretty solid night. He is 2-for-2 with a couple of singles. Vassalotti's 0-1. Fastball is inside. 1-1 is now your count. Jacob Burke, center fielder, awaiting on deck. He's 1-for-2. And then Samuel Polanco, 1-for-2 with 3 RBIs on the evening. Ballers with a 5-run inning and a 4-run inning. It's proven to be too much so far for Carolina. 1-1 is inside. 2-1 now your count. What a beautiful night for baseball here in Kannapolis. Starry night. Our second annual Starry Night here in Kannapolis, supporting Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. 2-1 pitch. This one's grounded foul into the third base area. 2-2 count. Manager Guillermo Quiroz making the play over there. 2-2 count on Tim Elko, the big power bat from Lutz, Florida. Former Ole Miss Rebel. 2-2 count, pitch on the way from Vassalotti. He hums a fastball in there, just a bit in outside. Count will now run full. Elko, the big 6'4" bat, facing off against Vassalotti. 3-2 count, pitch on the way. Breaking ball, cut in the mist for strike three. Tim Elko fooled by a breaking ball from Michele Vassalotti. Nobody on and one down now for Jacob Burke. Jacob Burke, center fielder, 1-for-2, with a single and a strikeout. Burke, a Louisiana native from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 6'1" righty bat. 11th round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox out of Miami. In Florida, the Hurricanes. ACC action as the pitch is low, 1-0 your count. Miami Hurricanes, actually, they don't play technically in Miami. They play the Miami area, but they're not actually in Miami. They're in Coral Gables, just a little bit west of actual Miami proper. 1-0 on the way from Vassalotti. Inside, it hits Burke in the side of the leg. That'll be a hit-by-pitch. He will take first base. One on now and one down for Samuel Polanco. Learn your geography, folks. Coral Gables, a little west of Miami proper. As Polanco will dig in with one on and one down. Polanco on the evening, a double, a 3 RBI double back in the first inning. 1-for-2, his last time up he had a flyout. This is his first at-bat against Vassalotti. Pitch on the way. Fastball well away. Cibrian makes the catch. Behind the dish, and it's now a 1-0 count. Polanco, the DH tonight, has the night off from playing the field. He had been playing third base and second base as the 1-0 is inside. 2-0 your count. He had been playing a little bit of second base, and he had played one game at short and one game at third base last night. Now he's in the field. 2-0 count. Vassalotti will deliver the pitch. Fastball away again. Cibrian has to leap out of his crouch. 3-0 is your count. Count. Jason Gonzalez awaiting on deck. Pitch on the way from Vassalotti. Fastball low and away. Ball four, just like that. A four-pitch walk issued to Samuel Polanco. He is on base for the second time tonight. 2-1 now and one down for Jason Gonzalez. Jason Gonzalez will step in, 2-1 and one down. Gonzalez with an RBI double back in the second inning. He's one of only a few ballers that have picked up RBIs on the evening. Polanco with 4 RBIs in total on the evening. Gonzalez 1-for-2 with 2 on a double in the second. We're in the fourth now. Ballers on top, 9-1. Pitch on the way from Vasilotti. Fastball is a bit inside on a fastball. 1-0 your count. Vasilotti, a long reliever. He also can come in as a closer. Misael Gonzalez, right fielder awaiting on deck. Vasilotti with a deep breath. 1-0 pitch. So it's a hard grounder passed into left field for a base knock. Rounding third and headed home is Jacob Burke. He will have a play. The plate, no, it's cut off. It'll be an RBI base knock for Jason Gonzalez. He's got a multi-hit game. Scoring on the play is Burke. Headed to second will be Samuel Polanco. A 97-mile-an-hour exit velo grounder off the bat of Jason Gonzalez. Ballers now in double digits. They lead 10-1. Misael Gonzalez will step in with 2 on and 1 down. Gonzalez 1-for-2 with a double and a strikeout. Vasilotti on the bump, inning in 2/3. 3 strikeouts, but he's running into a little bit of trouble on the bump here in this fourth inning. Pitch is low and away. 1-0 is your count. Vasilotti allowing just the 1 run so far. All the previous runs charged to the starter in Eugenio Herrera. 1-0 count. Pitch is on the way. Fastball low and away. Now 2-0 your count. Gonzalez 1-for-2. Hit a strikeout last time up against Vasilotti. 2-0 from the righty. Fastball is inside. Vasilotti trying to work that heater, but he can't find the control. 3-0 count now on Misa. Misa batting 176 on the year. He's got 4 homers. He's got some occasional sneaky pop, as they say. 25 RBI. Did not play last night. He's 0-for-3 on the week, as now Cibrian's going to go have a chat with his arm in at Michele Vasilotti, and now Victor Estevez, as well as associate athletic trainer in Kendall Crowell. We're out and have a chat. Might be a issue with an injury for Michele Vasilotti. New arm is now warming up for Carolina. This might be an injury concern for Michele Vasilotti. Not quite sure if he is completely okay. A big convention to the entire infield, the training staff. Victor Estevez, Vasilotti on the bump. Home plate umpire Corey Gerber out there as well, just to evaluate the situation. As now Vasilotti's going to come off of the mound, and Victor Estevez will have to hand it over to a new arm out there. Vasilotti walking off, headed it towards the dugout. Looks like he's grabbing his right arm. New arm on the way for the Carolina Mudcats. We'll step aside for just a brief moment and get the details on the third arm used by the Carolina Mudcats tonight. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm in the ballgame for the Carolina Mudcats on an injury replacement. 6 foot, 180-pound righty, 22 years of age from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Jefferson Figueroa on the bump, replacing Michele Vassalotti, who seems to depart because of an injury replacement. Pitch is in there on a called strike to Misael Gonzalez. 3-1 is now the count. Gonzalez at the plate, 3-1 count, one down, runners on second and first. Time called at the plate by the catcher in Cibrian. As a new arm is indeed Jefferson Figueroa. He is 0-7 with a 6.68 ERA on the year. Jefferson Figueroa making his first appearance on the week for the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch is on the way. This one is fouled off by Misael Gonzalez. 3-2 now the count. 32nd round pick in 2019 by the Milwaukee Brewers out of Florida Virtual School in Orlando, Florida. 0-7 on the year. This is his 19th appearance on the season. He has occasionally made some starts as well. 11 on the year. Has not pitched in 10 days against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as the 3-2 is up and away. Ball four. And now bases are going to be loaded again for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's a free pass issued to Misael Gonzalez. Wilbur Sanchez will dig in. Bases loaded and one down. Wilbur Sanchez will step in. He's reached base twice tonight with a walk and a single. Ballers lead 10-1. They have the bases loaded and a one down here. Figueroa delivers the pitch. It's up and inside. 1-0 your count on a Wilbur Sanchez. Count, bottom four. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away. Now 2-0 on a Wilbur Sanchez. Jordan Sprinkle, shortstop, awaiting on deck. Bottom four, ballers with a big lead, 10-1. They have 10 runs on 12 hits. They put up 5 in the first, 4 in the second. The pitch is on the way on the 2-0. Fastball outside corner for strike 1. 2-1 is your count. Bottom of the fourth inning. Wilbur Sanchez 1-for-1 with a walk in the first and a single back in the third. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swung and missed. A heavy swing by La Chispa. 2-2 now your count on a Wilbur Sanchez. Great crowd on hand here for Starry Night. So we're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch on the way from Figueroa. Fastball is inside. Count now at run full on a Wilbur Sanchez. This ball game's been a slow moving one. Is the bottom of the fourth inning with one down. Usually now, by now, 8:32. Usually we're in the seventh inning, at least. 3-2. Broken bat grounder towards third base. Haraba makes the play. Throw to second for one on to first. And that is an inning-ending double play. No run will score. It is a 5-4-3 double play here to finish up the fourth inning. Well, we're through four innings of baseball here in Kannapolis. Ballers lead 10-1 on the Carolina Mudcats. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Ronlin Haraba, Jose Cibrian, and Robert Moore do up top five here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers on top 10-1. Manuel Veloz back out for another inning of action. This is inning number 3 for him. Pitch outside 1-0 to Ronlin Haraba as the 1-0 is cut on and fouled off. 1-1 now your count. Ballers leading at 10-1 on the Carolina Mudcats. 1-1 count. Veloz's third inning of action. He does have three strikeouts, 1-1 pitch. So it's grounded towards the shortstop Sprinkle, moving to his left. He'll field it and throw over to first in time for the out, a 6-3 ground out. One down now for Jose Cibrian. Jordan Sprinkle, a little bit of a nice play over at short. He's got the bunny hops over there. A little Haas and Pfeffer action for Jordan Sprinkle. He's just quick over there at short. Moving to his left and the play made. Cibrian will dig in. One down and nobody on. Pitch on the way. It's foul off. 0-1 your count now. Jose Cibrian taking a big hack at a fastball from Manuel Veloz. 0-1 count on Jose Cibrian. Veloz the righty's 0-1 offering. Fastball is up and away. Even now at 1-1. He's got three strikeouts through 2 1/3 innings. He's only allowed a grand total of one hit. Veloz has been lights out of the bullpen. 1-1 count, pitch on the way. This one is lifted in the air left field after it is Brooks Baldwin headed towards the corner. He's going to have to hurry. He comes in and he makes the play on the run for out number two. A high towering fly ball into the left field corner and Baldwin took a bit of a weird angle on it. Nonetheless, catch is made. So now two down, top of the order, and Robert Moore due up. Robert Moore, former Arkansas Razorback, will step in. Second round compensation pick by the Milwaukee Brewers. Pitch on the way from Veloz, fastball. 0-1 inside, 1-0 your count. Yadier Arenado, second baseman awaiting. 1-0 count, pitch on the way, a fastball outside corner. Make it a strike, 1-1 count. Veloz offers the 1-1, breaking ball just hit it off the play, now 2-1. Ballers lead 10-1. They lead big time here over the Carolina Mudcats on Starry Night, 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2 is your count. Ballers wearing the special jerseys tonight. Yellow socks as well for anybody who's pulling up the pants. Show off a little bit of sock. 2-2. Fastball up and in on Moore. Almost hits him. And they're going to say it did hit him. Robert Moore will take a free pass over to first base. It'll go down as a HBP. So he'll head over to first. Runner on first. Two down for Yadier Arenado. Yadier Arenado will dig in, runner on first and two down. Mudcats with just three hits on the night and the one run. Ballers have poured it on in the way of offense tonight. It's Manuel Veloz on the bump, looking to continue his hot ways. Pitch is low and off the plate. 1-0 your count now on Arenado. 0-2 on the evening with a ground out and a strikeout. Pitch on the way, swung on and foul tipped into the mid of Claunch. 1-1 now your count. Troy Claunch, so far good night for him. He's got two singles on his evening. He is behind the dish for Veloz. 1-1, fastball lowered away. Now a 2-1. Veloz trying to work the fastball on the outside part of the plate. Just under 40 pitches currently for Manuel Veloz. The offer is the 2-1 right down Broadway for strike two. Arenado in the 2-2 count now. Henry Mendez, right fielder awaiting. 2-2 count, two outs, top five. Here's the pitch from Veloz. This one is corkscrewed foul down the first baseline. Keep it at 2-2. Henry Mendez, right fielder, is awaiting. He is 0-2. Mudcats just able to muster three hits on the night. Zvelo's on the bump, comes set. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and weakly grounded towards first base. Elko fields inhale, step on the bag at first for the out. It's a 3-U put out for Yader Arinamo. That is the third out of the fifth inning. Bottom five after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Kannapolis leads 10-1 here in Kannapolis. Top of the order, due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jordan Sprinkle will lead it off. First pitch showing bunt. He cannot get it down. 0-1 is your count now on a Jordan Sprinkle. Ballers lead 10-1 over the Carolina Mudcats here in a high-powered octane offensive night. Sprinkle digs in for his fourth at-bat. 0-1 count pitch is upstairs and away. 1-1 is now your count. Sprinkle digs in, pat over the right shoulder. 1-1 from the righty Figueroa is lifted high and foul. 1-2 count now on the power of bat of Jordan Sprinkle. Former UC Santa Barbara Gaucho. Brooks Baldwin, Troy Klontsch following in the order. 1-2 is up and in. 2-2 on a Sprinkle. The Rainmaker, as they call him. 1-for-3 tonight. Single and a stolen base in the second. 1-2 count. Pitch on the way from Figueroa. It's upstairs. Now 2-2. Sprinkle steps in. 2-2 count. Figueroa at 13 pitches on the evening. Pitch on the way. Fastball upstairs. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. It is a strikeout looking for Jefferson Figueroa on the bump. Jordan Sprinkle down on strikes the second time tonight. One down now for Brooks Baldwin, the left fielder. Baldwin is 1-for-2 tonight. He had a walk in the first, a single in the second, and a fly out in the third. Bottom five, Figueroa is offering. This one is grounded towards the second baseman in Arinamo. He'll field it and sidearm it to first in time. 4-3 ground out. Two down now for Troy Klontsch. 2-for-3 on the evening. Troy Klontsch will step in. Bottom five, two down. Ballers lead it 10-1. Pitch on the way from Figueroa. Breaking ball inside corner for strike one. 0-1 count. Figueroa on the bump, looking to neutralize some of the hot offense for Kannapolis. 0-1 is inside. 1-1 now on a Troy Klontsch. Fairfield, California native, former Oregon State Beaver. Pitch on the way from Figueroa. Fastball is inside. 2-1 your count. Tim Elko, first baseman, is awaiting on deck. Fifth matchup of six this week between the Ballers and the Mudcats. 2-1 from Figueroa. Lifted eye and foul by Klontsch. 2-2 now is your count on the Ballers catcher. Two singles on the evening. He lined out to the shortstop and Moore back in the third. Defense is pretty straight away for Klontsch. Infield playing back. 2-2. Grounded foul down the third baseline. Keep the count at 2-2. Klontsch has seen his average climb up to now a 438 with his two hits tonight. He's done very well since joining the Ballers roster this week. 2-2. Fastball up and away. Now count runs full. Looks like Benjamin Bailey is our first base coach over there at the first base coaching box. Full count, two down. Figueroa is a full count offering to Klontsch. Cut and a miss for strike three. It is the second strikeout of the inning for Jefferson Figueroa on the bump. That is his second of the evening. 1-2-3 inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers on offense. The second time they've done that tonight. As now we'll send things to the top half of the sixth. Ballers lead 10-1 here in Kannapolis. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Manuel Veloz back out of the bump for his fourth inning, his third inning of action. Top six, Ballers lead it 10-1 here over the Carolina Mudcats as the Roddy Veloz delivers the pitch. This one's lifted in the air center field. Backtracking is Jacob Bergkamp. Sonder makes the play. Four out at number one. It'll be a F8 in the book for Hendry Mendez to lead it off. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, will now dig in. Just like that, one pitch and a one out. Hendry Mendez now 0-3. Chirinos will dig in. He's 1-2 with a single and a wild pitch, advancing him to second back in the second inning. Veloz so far so good on the bump. He's done very well, still holding on to that 0 ERA. Pitch is in there called strike one from Corey Gerber. 0-1 count, pitch on the way. Fastball inside to the righty, now 1-1. Veloz offers the 1-1, lifted in the air in foul ground. Heads up over there in the seating bowl. It'll end up in the second row here at Atrium Health Ballpark, second level, I should say. 1-2 count, one down on Jesus Chirinos. Manuel Veloz's fourth inning of action. He's at 45 pitches on the night. Luis Castillo, the DH, awaiting on deck. 1-2 count. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one is swung on and fouled off by Chirinos. Count will stay put at 1-2. Luis Castillo waiting. Chirinos, the first baseman, though, is at the plate. 1-2 count. Veloz has done very well tonight. 3 1/3 innings pitched and 3 strikeouts. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Jesus Chirinos down on strikes. Manuel Veloz picks up his fourth punch out of the night. Two down now. Nobody on for Luis Castillo. Castillo, the DH, is 0-1 with a strikeout in tonight's game. Castillo, the 18-year-old bat from Higuaín, Dominican Republic. International free agent signing in 2021. Pitch on the way from Veloz. Fastball inside, 1-0 your count. Ballers with a big lead tonight, 10-1 on the Carolina Mudcats. Veloz's 1-0 offering in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Claunch. 2-0 is your count. Luis Castillo, seeing the average, dropped to now 269 on the year. Had a strikeout back in the fourth, a walk and a wild pitch, getting him to second back in the second inning. Veloz will come set, 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball a bit low and inside. Now count runs 3-0. Waiting on deck is Eduardo Fernandez, center fielder. Veloz is 3-0, fastball upper part of the zone for strike one. 3-1 is now your count. Castillo wiggling the bat over the left shoulder and over his face. 3-1, grounded up the middle. Sprinkle makes a lot of play, covering over there behind the bag at second. And fields it and fires over to first in time. 6-3, ground out. It's a 1-2-3 inning on the bump. Veloz is retired. His last four batters faced. And that'll send us to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers at Baseball Network. Tim Elko, Jacob Burke, and Samuel Polanco do up bottom six. Ballers on top big time, 10-1 over the Carolina Mudcats here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Elko will step to the plate, 2-for-3 tonight with 2 singles and a strikeout. Jefferson Big Figueroa back out for his third inning of action as the pitch is in there on a called strike. 0-1 is your count. 0-1 count on Tim Elko. Pitch on the way from Figueroa, the righty. This one is lifted in the air, center field. After it is the center fielder, Fernandez. He dives for it, but he can't make the play. That ball's loose in center. Headed for second and rounding and stopping there at second will be Tim Elko. It'll be a double off the bat of the power bat, Tim Elko. It's now a 3-hit night. He is at second on a double. That'll send Jacob Burke to the plate. That will be a double off the bat of Elko. A diving effort out in center field by Eduardo Fernandez. It is considered an extraordinary effort. So with it being an extraordinary effort, you really can't give it an error just for the simple fact of it's not an unnecessary effort. It's an extraordinary effort. It goes beyond the normal effort of trying to get the out. So Elko is at second. Burke digs in. Pitch is swung on and fouled off. 0-1 is your count on the Miami Hurricane alum in Jacob Burke, 11th round pick in 2022. On the evening tonight, Burke has got a single, a strikeout, and a hit-by-pitch. 0-1 count, nobody out. Figueroa comes set. Here's the pitch. Fastball gets off the backstop. Elko's going to break for third, and he will get there as it actually hit off of the siding just below and immediately flew back into the area of the batter's box. As Elko is going to reach on a wild pitch at third from a Jefferson Figueroa. Very odd play there, though. As the ball hit off of that little 6-inch high protective screen back there, made of concrete, 1-1. Off the plate and away now, 2-1. Samuel Polanco, DH awaiting on deck. It's a 2-1 count on Jacob Burke. Infield playing in with no outs and a runner on third. Pitch on the way. Fastball up and away part of the zone for a strike two. Count now moves even at 2-2. Infield playing in for Carolina. Trying to hold on as the ballers do not have a small lead by any means. It's 10-1 as Burke cuts on the pitch, lifts an eye and foul. Heads up down in the seating bowl. Ends up over near section 102. Count is now 2-2. Burke from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Former Miami Hurricane, also a former Southeast Louisiana Lion. 2-2 cut and a miss for strike three. It is a swing and a miss strikeout for Jacob Burke. Second time he's down on strikes tonight. One down now, runner on third for Samuel Polanco. Polanco with a big nine at the plate tonight. One for one with four RBI. First pitch on the way from Figueroa. It's cut and missed for strike one. 0-1 is your count. Polanco with four RBI. Gonzalez with three as well with a multi-hit game. 0-1 count, one down. Setting at the pump is Figueroa. 0-1. This one is fouled off over my head here at the broadcast booth. Count is now 0-2. O-2 count, one down. Jason Gonzalez awaiting on deck. Figueroa comes set on the bump, glove at the chest. 0-2 pitch. And it hits Polanco right in the back. Man, that's got to hurt. Samuel Polanco actually looks like he got hit in the arm. Because now Jeremy Niebusch is going to come out and chat. Samuel Polanco chucks the bat down in the grass over there as Polanco gets hit right in the arm. And he's getting medical attention from Jeremy Niebusch. It'll be an HBP. He will advance to first should he stay in the ballgame, but looks like he's in a severe amount of discomfort over there. It's Polanco getting hit square in the arm with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Looks like he will walk over to first base, and he will stay in the ballgame. He just got hit in the arm and will more than likely leave a nasty bruise tomorrow. Other than that, runners on the corners, one down for Jason Gonzalez. Never fun when you get hit by a pitch, I can imagine. I've never actually been hit by a pitch, but I don't know if I want to. It's pretty painful. Figueroa's pitch on the way to Gonzalez is up and in away. Now 1-0 your count. One oh count, one down, bottom six. Ballers lead 10-1 over the Carolina Mudcats. Figueroa's 1-0 pitch is inside. 2-0 now to count. Jason Gonzalez with some patience at the plate. He's got a multi-hit game. He's got his first two hits here in 2022 with the Kannapolis Cannonballers, a double and a single. Helco at third. At first is Polanco. 2-0 to Gonzalez is in there on a fastball. 2-1 is your count. Misael Gonzalez awaiting on deck. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch from Figueroa. Breaking ball up and in now. 3-1. Figueroa at just under 40 pitches. No arms warming for either team. Three-one count, one down. Gonzalez at the plate, wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. 3-1. This one is lifted high and foul down the right field line. Heads up down there. Looks like a fan made a nice grab. Count will move at 3-2. Full count now on the former Vandy boy, Jason Gonzalez. 17th round pick in 2021 by the White Sox. 3-2 count, Figueroa on the bump. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss for strike three. Jefferson Figueroa picks up strikeout at number four. Jason Gonzalez down goes Gonzalez on a swing and a miss. Now two down, runner on at third and runner on first for Misael Gonzalez. Misael Gonzalez will step in. He's got runners on the corners and two down. He has a double back in the first, a strikeout in the second. He did reach on a walk in the fourth. This is at bat number four on the evening. Figueroa's pitch, fastball inside. Count moves 1-0. Count on Misael Gonzalez holding the bat over the plate. Is the righty. 1-0 fastball inside again from Figueroa. Now 2-0. Figueroa trying to force a fastball in on Misa, trying to jam him, but doesn't quite work. 2-0 count. Two down, bottom six. Ballers lead 10-1 over the Carolina Mudcats. 2-0 pitch from Figueroa. Fastball up there, part of the zone four, strike one. 2-1 count now on Gonzalez. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out on the broadcast with us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Dan Helody bringing you all the action live here from Kannapolis, MILB.TV, KCBallers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. 2-1 lifted in the air into left center field. Backtracking is the center fielder Fernandez, but left fielder in Perez comes across his face. Still making the play out there is the center fielder Fernandez. He makes the grab, but the runner from third tags up as Elko. F8 in the book for the third out, I thought. Looks like it is not a catch made out there. Thought for sure the center fielder got to it. Nonetheless, looks like it'll be an RBI double for Misael Gonzalez. Thought he got to it out there. Did Fernandez. Nonetheless, Wilbur Sanchez will step in. Gonzalez at second. To third goes Polanco. Elko scores. So it is now 11-1. Ballers on top with 14 hits on the night. Figueroa gets the pitch. It is up and away. 1-0 your count. Looking at the replay here, it looks like, indeed, Gonzalez just got a hold of that ball and it was not caught. 1-0 from Figueroa. Swung and missed in the dirt. 1-1 count now on La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez. Like to say, solidly placed foul ball, fly ball, I should say, from Misael Gonzalez. Man, 1-1 count, two down, bottom six. Ballers lead 11-1. Pitch from Jefferson Figueroa, hard liner, just foul down the third base line. Count moves 1-2. Packed house here at Atrium Health Ballpark, enjoying Starry Night, enjoying a big Ballers lead. 11-1 your score. They are following the model so far. It's win-loss, win-loss. They're due for a win tonight. Models would say they lose tomorrow, but I don't think that'll happen with it being Super Splash Sunday tomorrow. 1-2, cut in the midst for strike three, and Figueroa has his fifth strikeout of the night. That is now three outs here in the sixth inning. We're two-thirds of the way home in the back third of baseball after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers on top, 11-1 over the Carolina Mudcats. Eduardo Fernandez, Hedbert Perez, and Bronlyn Haraba do up top seven. Manuel Veloz back out of the bump for his fifth inning of work. First pitch is in there to Eduardo Fernandez inside. 1-0 your count. Veloz working quickly. 1-0 pitch on the way now. Quickly 2-0. And Eduardo Fernandez with patience at the plate against the righty and Manuel Veloz. 2-0 pitch from the righty. Breaking ball inside corner for strike one. 2-1 count now on Eduardo Fernandez. 1-for-2 on the night is Eduardo with a single and a pop-out. Veloz wasting no time. 2-1 pitch. This one is grounded towards the third baseman. Backhanded effort by Gonzalez. Reaching first will be Fernandez as Gonzalez can't make the play cleanly. At first is Fernandez. We'll await the scorer's decision, though, before we assign a hit or an error. It'll be Hedbert Perez digging in. So they're going to call him back, actually. They're going to say that was a foul ball. Saw no motion from the umpires at all, so they will call him back. It'll be a foul ball. There is a new arm warming for Kannapolis down the right field line. Looks like Christian Edwards getting loose out there. 2-2 count, nobody out. Top seven, Veloz will deliver the pitch. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. It'll be a punch out for Manuel Veloz. That is now another strikeout, five on the evening. Fernandez down on strikes. One down now for Hedbert Perez. Christian Edwards is getting loose out there for the ballers. Veloz on the bump. First pitch to Hedbert Perez is lifted in the air right field. That's going to be trouble. That's going to roll all the way out into the right field wall. Gonzalez will field out there, headed for second and stopping there will be Hedbert Perez. It's a stand-up double off the bat of the left fielder, Hedbert Perez. Runner on second and one down. And now Bronlyn Haraba will dig in. Haraba will step in, runner on second, one down. Mudcats trailing 11-1 to the Kannapolis Cannonballers. They have one run on four hits. The Ballers have 11 runs on 14 hits. They've 10-plused them all the way around. As Haraba will step in. One down at the top of the seventh. Pitch on the way from Veloz. Breaking ball in there called strike one. Veloz now at 59 pitches. Probably we'll get to about 65 before Christian Edwards will enter the ballgame. Pitch on the way. This one is lifted high and deep left field. Back is Baldwin. He is on the warning track wall, and that ball is out of here. Ends up in the left field berm. It's a two-run shot for Bronlyn Haraba. At second base, Hedbert Perez scores. It is the second home run on the year for Bronlyn Haraba. And the Mudcats have now cut the lead to 11-3 at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, second home run on the year for Bronlyn Haraba. 354 feet off the bat, 94-mile-an-hour exit velocity. Just barely got that over the left field wall out in left. As now Jose Cibrian will dig in. Nobody on and one down in the inning. Manuel Veloz allows his first runs as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. It only took him, he's taking 10 and a third innings as the pitch is fouled off by Cibrian. 0-1 your count. 10 and a third innings before Manuel Veloz allows his first runs as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. I'd say that's not too bad. Not too bad at all. 0-1 count, Cibrian steps in, pitch on the way. Breaking ball low and off the plate, 1-1 now to the Mudcats catcher. Haraba with his second homer of the season. Veloz is 1-1, breaking ball in there, called strike two, 1-2. Robert Moore, shortstop awaiting on deck. Top seven, Ballers lead 11-3 here on Starry Night. At Atrium Health Ballpark, 1-2 count, here's the pitch. Breaking ball is corkscrewed over to first base. Clean play by Elko. He'll field it and step on the bag at first for the out. 3-0 put out for two down now. Top of the order, and Robert Moore due up. As now Guillermo Quiroz will come out and have a chat. It looks like that will be the end of the night. On the bump for Manuel Veloz, Christian Edwards, it looks like, will be the new arm on the bump. We'll take a quick break. We'll get you all the details on Chet Edwards when we come back. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, former Jacksonville St. Roddy, 11th round pick in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. Chedwards, Christian Edwards is on the bump. He'll deliver the first pitch to Robert Moore, a fastball up and in. 1-0 is your count. Christian Edwards back after a bit of a departure to the Arizona Complex League for some part of the summer. He is 0-1 with a 9.88 ERA with Kannapolis on the season. 1-0. This one is popped up high in the air in a shallow center field. Coming in after it is Burke. But the right fielder, Misael Gonzalez, calls everyone off and makes the play for the third out of the inning. That is three in the top of the seventh. That'll send us to the bottom of the seventh. But first, we got a stretch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 11-3 your score. Ballers on top over the Carolina Mudcats. Take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the order, due up, Jordan Sprinkle, Brooks Baldwin, and a Troy Clonge due up. Bottom seven, Ballers lead 11-3. Jefferson Figueroa back out of the bump for another inning of action, his fourth on the evening. As Sprinkle cuts on the pitch, 0-1 is your count. Bottom seven, good guys on top, 11-3. Sprinkle 1-for-4 on the night with a single back in the second. He'll cut on the 0-1 and grind it towards the third baseman. Araba makes the play, fires to first, and it is in time for a 5-3 ground out. Close play over at first, but the infield umpire tonight in Nobu Yasuta calls him out. It is one down now for Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin on the evening is 1-for-3 with a walk back in the first. As Jefferson Figueroa on the bump. Through three innings of work, he's got five strikeouts. Pitch on the way to Baldwin. Cut out and fouled off down the line, down the first base line. 0-1 is your count. One count, one down. Baldwin at the plate, the left fielder, making his first start in left field on the year. Pitch is on the way, up and away. 1-1 is now your count. One and one, cut and a miss for strike two. 1-2, your count. Baldwin at the plate. Troy Clonch, catcher, waiting on deck. Ballers lead 11-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark on a starry night. Postgame lantern ceremony and postgame fireworks awaiting. 1-2 on the way, cut and a miss for strike three. Brooks Baldwin down on strikes for the first time today. He swings and misses. Two down now for Troy Clonch. Figueroa picks up his sixth punch out of the day. Claunch will step to the plate. Two singles, a line out, and a strikeout for the catcher from Fairfield at California. Claunch with a slightly open stance. Figueroa is offering. This one is grounded foul down the third baseline. 0-1 count now on Troy Claunch. He's hit the ball hard tonight when he's put it in play. A couple of singles and a line out. Figueroa comes set. 0-1 is a strike, 0-2 count. Two down, bottom seven. Ballers do lead 11-3. It's Tim Elko waiting on deck. Figueroa comes set, 0-2 pitch. Fastball up and away, now 1-2. Claunch has put his batting average on the year up to 412 in just a short week he's been here. So far, so freaking good for Troy Claunch. This one is lifted high and foul. Hits off the beam of the light and bounces back on the seating bowl. Heads up down there. Section 104, getting a little bit of an extra souvenir. Hit off the beam in the light post just above us here at Atriumhealth Ballpark. 1-2 count. Figueroa's pitch on the way. This one is weakly grounded towards the third base back. Figueroa fields on the play, but it is not in time. Troy Claunch will head to first base on the play. Infield swinging a bunt single for Troy Claunch. It's his third hit of the night. We'll send it to another guy with three hits on the evening. It's Tim Elko. Tim Elko, two singles and a double with a couple of RBIs tonight. One RBI for on the evening. He does have three runs scored as well. Elko, the three-hit nine, moving his average up to 286. Figueroa with a runner on to deal with as Elko cuts on the first pitch and misses. 0-1 is your count. Elko from Lutz, Florida. Born in Wichita, Kansas. Grew up in Lutz, Florida. Product of Hillsboro High School. Ended up at Ole Miss, where he became a power-hitting superstar. Pitches lifted high and foul on the 0-1, now 0-2. Elko just getting enough of a piece of it. It landed over by our dunk tank. Not quite sure if anybody's in the dunk tank currently. So we've had some people in there raising money for our Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation fundraiser we've got going on tonight. 0-2 hard liner into center field after it is Eduardo Fernandez moving to his right. He'll make the play and make the catch. Four out at number three. F8 in the book. Three outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Top eight after a quick break of the Ballers. Baseball Network. Good guys are on top in this one. Top of the eighth. It is 11-3. Kannapolis with the lead. Thank you. Yadirari Namo, Henry Mendez, Jesus Chirinos, two up top of the eighth inning. Kannapolis on top, 11-3 over the Carolina Mudcats. Christian Edwards cuts on the, gives the pitch to Arenamo. It's cut on and fouled off down the third baseline. 0-1 is your count. Arenamo on the evening, 0-3, couple of ground outs and a strikeout. This is his first at bat against Christian Edwards, who's only gone a third of an inning tonight. Faced the one batter in Robert Moore, who got a flyout. 0-1 count, pitch on the way from the righty. This one is fouled off down the first baseline and a hard liner. 0-2 now, quickly the count. Great crowd on hand, still holding out for our postgame lantern ceremony, our postgame fireworks as well. Here on Starry Night, second time we have done it this year. 0-2 count, Edwards on the bump, sets the glove at the waist. 0-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted high and foul, moving to another 0-2 count. Second time we have ever done a Starry Night, second annual, with the special jerseys as well. Different jerseys than last year. We have new ones this year. Still keeping a lot of the same color schemes going, though. 0-2 on the way from Edwards. Breaking ball, 0 and away. Now keep it at a 0-2 offering. Move it to 1-2. Henry Mendez, right fielder waiting on deck. 1-2 count, nobody out. Christian Edwards on the bump. They call him Chedwards. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air. Ryan Field, Misael Gonzalez under it. He'll have to move to his left, but camps under it and makes the grab. Four out at number one. It is a F9 in the book. One down now for Henry Mendez. Henry Mendez digs in 0-3 on the evening. He does have a fly out in the sixth inning, a ground out in the third, a ground out in the first. Edwards 0-1 with a 9.88 ERA entering tonight. As he'll come set out there on the bump. First pitch on the way. Fastball in there called strike one. Edwards in 13 2/3 innings pitch entering tonight. 21 hits, 18 runs, 15 walks, 13 strikeouts. Opponents were batting a hot 368 against Christian Edwards. 0-1 count, here's the pitch. Fastball low and away, 1-1 now the count. Edwards showing off a little bit of the yellow socks with the high waters. Big old Adidas cleats out there on the bump for Christian Edwards. 1-1 in the way from the Arati, low and away, now 2-1. Mendez at the plate, another top prospect in the Brewers organization. Sitting at a number of 15 overall. Very highly touted Roddy on the bump in Christian Edwards. 2-1 and grounded towards Wilbur Sanchez over at second. Tough play over there, but Mendez will reach on the play. We'll see how that one is scored. It'll be a E4 off the hand of Wilbur Sanchez over at second base. Really tough play over there, but it was kind of right at him, and Sanchez couldn't make the play cleanly. One on and one down now for Jesus Chirinos. Jesus Chirinos will step in. He is 1-for-3 on the night with a single. A run scored, a ground out, and a strikeout. Runner on first and one down. Edwards' pitch lifted high and foul. 0-1 count now on Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman. Batting 230 on the year. He's got 11 home runs. As Mendez is over at first base on an E4. First error of the game for either side. 0-1 on the way from Edwards. Check swing, he goes around on it, says our home plate umpire and Corey Gerber. Count will move 0-2. Count, one down, top of the eighth, ballers lead 11-3. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, it's been a great night for baseball. 0-2 count, one down. Edwards sets the glove at the waist. 0-2 pitch. Just a bit low at the plate. Claunch tried to frame it, however, he couldn't quite get a good angle on it. 1-2 count. No arms warming for Kannapolis or Carolina at the moment. Edwards on the bump. The third arm used by Kannapolis tonight. 1-2 pitch. Fouled off. Straight back. Keep it at 1-2. A little over 2 hours, almost a 2.5 hours of game action. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Ballers lead 11-3. They are 5 outs away from a victory. Picking up their third win on the week, it would guarantee at least a series split. 1-2. This one's fouled off by Chirinos. Count will move to a 1-2 count and will stay there. Awaiting on deck is Luis Castillo, the DH. Chirinos, the cleanup batter in the order. Hasn't put a ball in play since the fourth. 1-2 pitch. Just a bit low on a breaking ball. That one was oh so close. Count even now at 2-2 on Jesus Chirinos. Edwards comes set. Good lead at first for Mendez. Pitch four on the way from Edwards. Gets by the glove of Claunch and headed to second will be Hendry Mendez. It'll be a wild pitch off the arm of Christian Edwards. Runner at second now. Full count on Jesus Chirinos. Three, two, count, one down. Edwards on the bump, sets the glove at the waist. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, ball four. It's a free pass issued Jesus Chirinos by Christian Edwards. That is now a two on and one down. And Luis Castillo stepping in. Luis Castillo steps in. It's now a mound visit. Troy Claunch will go out and have a chat. Out there with Christian Edwards, just trying to get through this inning. Ballers are 5 outs away from victory. They do hold a massive lead at 11-3. Not looking to lose it at all. It is the third mound visit of the night. Luis Castillo, the DH, digs in. As it looks like now, Fronder Veras is getting up and getting loose down the line for Kannapolis. Christian Edwards on the bump, takes a peek at second. Pitch is on the way from the righty. Fastball low and inside. 1-0 your count. Edwards from Columbia, South Carolina. 11th round pick in 2021. He spent 2021 in the Complex League. Former Jacksonville State righty. They call him Ched down in the clubhouse. 1-0 on the way from Edwards. Breaking ball upstairs. 2-0 the count. Luis Castillo showing good patience. Castillo will walk back in the second. Strikeout in the fourth and a ground out back in the sixth. It's now Fronder Veras starting to actually toss some warm-up pitches down the right field line. 2-0 pitch. Edwards with a fastball right down the middle for strike one. 2-1 now your count. At second is Hendry Mendez. Jesus Chirinos is at first. Luis Castillo, the DH, looking on base for the second time tonight. Troy Claunch behind the bump, giving some signs. Castillo wiggling the bat over the left shoulder and flying it in front of his face. He's got a very wild batting stance out there. 2-1 the way from Edwards. This one is popped up high and a foul might stay in play. Jason Gonzalez after it, but it'll land in the seating bowl. Heads up down there. Count will move 2-2 now on Luis Castillo. Take a look at some of the other games going on in the Carolina League tonight. Whole bunch of finals to report as well. The only other game going on right now in the Carolina League. Delmarva up 10-3 on the Lynchburg Hillcats, top of the eighth inning. And a whole bunch of finals. Charleston wins 3-2 over Fayetteville. Fredericksburg wins 6-4 over Downey. East Augusta with a big 10-2 win over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And Salem with a 10-inning victory, 5-4 in Columbia over the Fireflies. Pitching the dirt to Castillo. Count now runs full. One down, top eight. Here in Kannapolis, Ballers lead 11-3 over the Carolina Mudcats. Cannonballer pitching, just trying to get through it. The offense has done fine tonight. They put up 5 runs in the first and 4 in the second. As Edwards comes set, pitch on the way. This one's grounded back up the middle, and a miscommunication by the middle infield allows it to get into center field. Mendez will round third and head home. Advancing to second will be Chirinos, and the Mudcats put another run on the board. It is now 11-4 here in the top of the eighth inning. A base hit in the eighth inning for Luis Castillo, a RBI single. 2-1 and 1 down now for Eduardo Fernandez, and John Eli will emerge and go chat with Christian Edwards. Eduardo Fernandez will step in. He's 1-for-3 on the night. Had a single in the fourth, a pop out in the second, a strikeout in the seventh. Eli goes to have a chat with Christian Edwards. Mudcats slowly chipping away at the lead. It is 11-4. However, Ballers 5 outs away from a win. They don't want to quite give it away here. And Joaquin Fernandez will dig in, the center fielder, 1-for-3. Edwards through 2/3 of an inning. Already allowing a run here in the inning. ERA now above 10, a 10.05 ERA. Not too pretty for Christian Edwards. Pitch on the way to Fernandez. Fastball low and away. 1-0 your count. Edwards just added back to the roster this week. He actually made the opening day roster. And then he got sent back down to the Complex League for some time. Did all right down there and got called back up here to Kannapolis. 1-0 popped up high and foul. 1-1 on Eduardo Fernandez. Fronder Veras continuing to warm up for Kannapolis down that right field line. Hard throwing tall righty. Edwards dealing with 2-1 and 1 down. 1-1 count. Sets with a glove at the waist. Delivers the pitch. Breaking ball gets over the head of Clonchan to the backstop. And advancing on the play will be Chirinos and Castillo. It'll be a wild pitch allowing the runners to move up. So now runners down at second and third with a 2-1 count on Eduardo Fernandez. Edwards only threw 2/3 of an inning. Unable to get that third out for a quote-unquote full inning of work. One down, top eight. Mudcats with 2 in scoring position. 2-1 count on one of their hotter batters in Eduardo Fernandez. 2-1. Check swing. He goes around. Corey Gerber calls it strike 2. Two count on Eduardo Fernandez. One down. Edwards comes set. Pitch on the way. Check swing. Does he go around? Yes, he does, says Corey Gerber. That is a swinging strike and a strike 3 call. Christian Edwards gets his first punch out of the night. And Eduardo Fernandez is down on strikes for the second out. 2 down now for Edbert Perez, but Guillermo Quiroz is going to come out and have a chat. Looks like Christian Edwards' night is done. With 4 outs remaining, the Ballers will turn it over to a new pitcher. Fronder Veras will enter the ballgame. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, 6'5", 185-pound, 23-year-old free agent signing in 2019. It's Frander Veras on the bump. He'll deliver the pitch to Edbert Perez, lifted high and foul. 0-1 is your count. Veras, the fourth arm used by the Ballers tonight in the Starry Night matchup with the Carolina Mudcats. Veras, 1-2 with an 8.55 ERA. 20 innings pitched, 19 strikeouts. Opponents are batting 231 against the big, tall, hard-throwing righty in Frander Veras. 0-1 on the way. Perez cuts on it, lifts an eye and foul. 0-2 is your count. Frander Veras pitching back on Tuesday. A clean inning of work. Just one walk and nothing else. He has run into some recent difficulty, though, back on the 12th against Salem. Just one-third of an inning, he allowed four runs on a three walks as the 0-2 is a bit inside and low to Edbert Perez. 1-2 count on the Mudcats left fielder and Edbert Perez, another top prospect of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. 1-2 count, two down. Veras sets, here's the pitch. Check swing, does he go around? No, says our infield umpire Nobu Yasuta. 2-2 now your count. Edbert Perez check swinging on the play. They do not call it a strike. Bronlin Haraba, third baseman awaiting on deck. Top eight, Ballers lead 11-4 here on Starry Night at Atrium Health Ballpark. A beautiful night for baseball. It's only going to get more awesome from here. 2-2, lifted in the air, center field. Jacob Burke takes a step back. He's going to have to hurry, though. Comes in, he makes the grab on the run for out number three. It'll be an F8 in the book for Edbert Perez. He is now a 2-for-4 on the evening. Ballers are three outs away from victory, but they'll get one more chance to bat here. Bottom of the eighth, when we take a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network from Kannapolis. Ballers on top, 11-4. The Ballers lead 11-4 here in the bottom of the eighth inning over the Carolina Mudcats. Arm of the bump again is the Roddy in Figueroa. Jefferson of Figueroa back out of the bump for another inning of action. Pitch is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. On it, Jacob Burke, Samuel Polanco, and Jason Gonzalez follow in the order. Figueroa's pitch on the 1-0 is in there. 1-1 is your count. Ballers leading 11-4. Burke is reached base twice today on a hit-by-pitch and a single. 1-1, cut on the miss on a breaking ball, low and inside. 1-2, your count now. Jacob Burke, former of Miami Hurricane, has a single in the first, a strikeout in the second and sixth. A hit-by-pitch in the fourth. He scored runs both times. He has a step to the plate. 1-2. This one's foul off straight back. Keep the count at 1-2. We'll do it again. Beautiful night for baseball. It's only getting better. Starry Night festivities coming real soon as Burke cuts on the pitch and fouls it off. Count remains at a 1-2. We'll do it again. Samuel Polanco, DH, is on a deck. Burke digs in, 1-2 count. Pitch on the way from Figueroa. This one is lifted in the air center field. After it is, the center fielder Fernandez coming in. Second baseman goes out at Arenamo as well, but Fernandez calls him off, and it's a F8 in the book. That is now a one down in the eighth inning for Samuel Polanco. Samuel Polanco steps in. He has a double back in the first inning, a walk in the fourth, and a hit-by-pitch back in the sixth. He did have a walk in the fourth. That hit-by-pitch definitely was not comfortable. Pitch fouled off, 0-1 your count. Here's the pitch from Figueroa. Just a bit off the plate and away. 1-1 is your count. Jason Gonzalez awaiting on deck. Ballers on top, 11-4. They're out hitting the Mudcats 15-6 in tonight's ballgame. 1-1 from Figueroa. This one has popped up over my head. Count now a 1-2. Looking forward to the Starry Night festivities after tonight's game. We'll get a peek at that real soon here. 1-2 count, pitch from Figueroa, swung and missed for strike three, a foul tip into the mitt of Cibrian. It'll go down as a KFT. Two down now, nobody on for Jason Gonzalez. We'll do a really quick post-game recap. We won't do any break right after the game at all, but we will do a quick post-game recap before we send it to the Starry Night festivities here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll try to make it nice and quick. Ballers with an 11-4 lead right now, should it hold. We will have a recap of all the action, and then we will send you on your way so you can check out all the Starry Night festivities here at the ballpark. Pitch low and away. 1-0 is your count on it, Jason Gonzalez. If you have not seen a Starry Night lantern ceremony here at the ballpark, it is truly heartwarming. As the 1-0 cut of the mist, 1-1 is your count. It really is something to take a lot of attention towards. It is a very somber couple of moments. 1-1 on the way to the plate from Gonzalez, it's inside. 2-1 is your count. I'll say I'm not a very emotional person. There may have been some tears shed last year. It just was one of those heart-touching moments last year doing the lantern ceremony and having all of the families out here. 2-1 count on the miss. 2-2 your count on it, Jason Gonzalez. We do have a bunch of families here in the dugout suite. Enjoying the ball game tonight. 2-2 count, pitch on the way. Cut on the miss for strike three. Jason Gonzalez is down on strikes for the third out of the inning. He struck out three times tonight. Multi-hit game, though, for Jason Gonzalez with a couple of RBI. And that'll send us into the top of the ninth inning. After a quick break, there are three outs remaining in tonight's ball game. Ballers looking to get those three outs and send the fans into these ceremonies happy here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 11-4 your score. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Three, Three outs to go for the Ballers to pick up a victory. They lead 11-4. Frander Veras back out of the bump. Bronlyn Haraba, third baseman, will dig in. He'll be followed in the order by Cibrian and Robert Moore as a hard 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Frander Veras. Cut and missed for strike 1-0-1 is your count. Veras, the third of an inning. He came in the eighth inning and got a fly out from Edbert Perez. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch to Haraba. Breaking ball low and away. 1-1 is your count. Haraba digs in. He is 1-for-3 on the night. He had a home run back in the seventh inning. Picking up two RBIs in that seventh for Carolina. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch from Veras. Swung and a miss for strike two. 1-2 your count. One, two count. Veras on the bump. Time called by Haraba. Batting 281 now on the year is Bronlyn Haraba. As Veras comes set with the glove of the waist. 1-2. Swung on a little blooper towards second base. Wilbur Sanchez moves to his left and makes the play. Four out, number one. It's a soft L4 off the bat of Bronlyn Haraba. One down now for Jose Cibrian. Cibrian will step in. Nobody on and one down. 0-for-3 in the evening, couple of flyouts and a 3-U ground out to Tim Elko over at first base. Ballers lead 11-4. It's not a safe situation for Frander Veras, just looking to close out the ball game here. Pitch on the way from the righty, a breaking ball low and off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Ballers looking to pick up their third win on the week. They've traded wins and losses all week here with Carolina. Series finale tomorrow, 1 o'clock first pitch. 1-0 is in there on a fastball. 1-1 your count. It is Super Splash Sunday here at Atrium Health Ballpark tomorrow. Ballers are undefeated in a Super Splash Sundays. They're 6-0. 1-1 on the way from Veras. Hard fastball, 96 miles an hour. Try catching up to that, Jose Cibrian. It's cut and a miss. 1-2 now the count. Good hard fastball from the Iranian Frander Veras. 19 strikeouts. He has none tonight yet. 1-2 count, one down. Here's the pitch from Veras. Breaking ball. Grounded weakly up the middle. Sprinkle moves to his left. Clean play. He'll fire to first in time. What a beautiful glove over there at short by Jordan Sprinkle. 6-3 ground out. That's now two down. Mudcats down to their final out. Robert Moore will dig in. One out away from victory are the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in this ball game. Top of the ninth, starry night. Ballers in the wonderful Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation-inspired tops tonight. The yellow accessories as well. Those jerseys will be auctioned off on line on MILB auctions. Pitches up and in. 1-0 is your count. They will be autographed and MLB authenticated, actually. Authentication process will take place tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 on the way from Veras. Fastball is up and in now. 2-0 on Robert Moore. So if you have a favorite player that you love watching, maybe it's Jordan Sprinkle at short, Tim Elko at first, Frander Veras on the bump. Here's your chance to get a autographed game-used jersey as the bat goes flying from Robert Moore. On a swing and a miss, 2-1 is your count. Robert Moore lost the handle on the bat. He needs more sticky stuff on that bat. As he'll look over and more than likely go grab some more stickum, some pine tar. Bat went flying into the baller's dugout down the first baseline for the lefty Moore. Someone up here who's ever on music tonight here in the press box has got some humor. Bat flew into the dugout, and they played the sheesh. That's funny stuff right there. 2-1 on the way from Veras. Fastball inside and low. Count the runs 3-1. Favorable hitters count. Yadirari Namo, second baseman awaiting on deck. Ferraz comes set, 3-1 count. Pitch on the way. Swung on, grounded towards second. Wilbur Sanchez fields. This should do it. Throw to first is in time, and this ball game is complete. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 11-4 is your score here on Starry Night in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Ballers are victorious. They win at 11-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark in this fifth of six matchups between these two sides. Ballers pick up their third win on the week. They now hold the series lead 3-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's what's going to be now. Turn it over to a special night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll do a quick post-game recap now before we send you on your way. I'm actually going to head down and partake in the Starry Night of festivities here at the ballpark and help out with some of the prep work for this wonderful lantern ceremony that we have going on here at the ballpark. Samuel Polanco is named our five-star transmission and total auto care star of the game. On the 90, it goes a grand total of 1-for-2 with 4 RBIs on the evening. A fantastic day at the plate for Samuel Polanco. Ballers pick up an 11-4 win. They out-hit the Carolina Mudcats 15-6 in tonight's ballgame. Just the one error for the Ballers and none for the Carolina Mudcats. Ballers pick up a massive win. 11-4 your score here in Kannapolis. Fronder Veras closes it out. Starting arm on the bump. Very solid work for the starting arm in Shane Murphy. Manuel Veloz comes in and does his duty out of the bullpen. Then Edwards and Veras close it out. As we'll get you the look at some notable performances for both sides. Veloz gets the win. He's 2-0 on the year. Herrera with the loss is 0-1 on the season. As we look at now the box score for both sides. 1-for-5 night for Jordan Sprinkle. 1-for-4 with an RBI for Brooks Baldwin. A couple of 3-hit nights for Troy Klontsch and Tim Elko. Elko 3-for-5 with an RBI. And Klontsch 3-for-5 as well. Burke 1-for-4 with 2 runs scored. 1-for-2 with 4 RBIs, a walk and a run scored for Samuel Polanco. Jason Gonzalez picks up his first two hits of the year as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs. 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs for Misael Gonzalez. And a 1-for-3 night for Wilbur Sanchez. Every baller gets at least one hit on the night. 15 total hits, and Kannapolis cleans up on the plate tonight. Murphy, 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, and no strikeouts. Veloz gets the win. 4 2/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. He does pick up the win. He is now 2-0 on the year for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Christian Edwards, 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 run, it was earned, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout on the night for Christian Edwards. And then Fronder Veras comes in with an inning and 1/3 of work. So far, so good. All kinds of good work for Fronder Veras out on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He does close it out in relief of Christian Edwards, who ran into some trouble with an inning and 1/3 and nothing else on the bump. On the other side, Mudcats, only 6 hits on the night. 1-for-3 night for Jesus Trinos. 1-for-3 with an RBI for Castillo. 1-for-4 on the night for Eduardo Fernandez. 2-for-4 with a run scored for the left fielder and Hedbert Perez. 1-for-4, 2 RBI for Bronlin Haraba. And that is it on offense for the Mudcats. Inning at 2/3, 9 hits, 9 runs, 8 earned for Herrera. 2 walks and 2 strikeouts, Vasilotti. Inning at 2/3, 3 hits, 1 run, 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. Figueroa cleans it up. 4 2/3, 3 hits, 1 run, no walks, and 8 strikeouts. Ballers pick up the win. 2 hours and 54 minutes of action. A little over 4,300 Ballers fans here to take in all the action here live at Atrium Health Ballpark. Time for our Starry Night festivities. We appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on the broadcast, but we have our Starry Night, a post-game, a lantern ceremony to attend to now here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We appreciate all of your wonderful tune-in here at the ballpark, but it's time to turn things over to the field for our lantern ceremony and post-game fireworks here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Dan Elodi saying thank you. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 11-4. As I'll leave you, as I always do up here, speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 11-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tomorrow, first clip pitch at 1 o'clock. Jonathan Cannon, the righty, against Max Lazar, the rehabber for the Milwaukee Brewers affiliate in the Carolina Mudcats. We'll see you tomorrow. 1 o'clock first pitch on MILB.TV and here in Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark. Please enjoy the rest of your night and have a safe one out there. Have a great one, everyone, and we will catch you tomorrow.